Welcome to Hannah's Heart.
So Hannah, she's just one of the women who did struggle with infertility in the Bible.
No matter who we are, we can be inspired by the fact that Hannah took her pain to God and God heard her and was with her.
So when she was praying at the temple, she had been weeping and not eating, and her lips were moving, but her eyes were closed, and the priest was like, why are you drunk at the temple?
Yeah. It can become an obsession when you want a child so deeply.
And desiring that baby and to be a mama. Every holiday, every Mother's Day.
This is not a show that's going to promise you a certain outcome. But this is a show that says, however God answers your cry, we know that He's enough.
Hey, I'm Ann.
And I'm Kendra.
And you're listening to Hannah's Heart at American Family Radio. We thank y'all for listening in. We are a show that focuses a lot on infertility and miscarriage and has just grown to focus a lot on really however the Lord chooses to grow your family and all the different hardships in between that a lot of couples and families end up facing. So we appreciate you being here today.
Well, today we have some guests that are going to talk about a new resource that is available that is incredible. I'm going to let them introduce it to you, but they are like friends to us. We were just talking off air beforehand. We've had them on before to share their personal stories and then also to talk about how their ministry got started. The ministry is called Foreknown Ministries, and we have Allison Brown and Kelsey Cole, and you guys do not want to miss the I won't even say the long version of their story because 26 minutes is pretty short. So the longer version of their testimonies, you guys have one of the most incredible stories of faith and truly clinging to God. Right. And it's
and friendship.
Yes. And it stands out. Of all the ministries that we've talked to, you guys are just these shining lights in the darkness. And there's some amazing ministries that we've worked with. But welcome back to the show.
Thank you, friends. It's good to be back. This is our
three-peat. Yeah. Yes. That's how you know we like you. We bring you back for a third episode.
Made it.
Well, just for our listeners who are new to you guys, could you give them the 2-minute version of your story and introduce yourself so they can get to hear your voices?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. My name is Allison, and like you've already said, we're with Foreknown Ministries. Back in 2018, my husband and I were due with our second daughter, Cora, and had two very textbook pregnancies. Not anything to write home about, nothing concerning happened. But unfortunately, 2 days before we were scheduled to be induced, we found out that our daughter no longer had a heartbeat and went through the process of grieving. The concept of heaven became so much more real, and it was almost like you could feel it, you could taste it. And then having to explain to our daughter, Millie, at the time she was 2, this concept of heaven and God is good. And even though your sister is here physically, she is already in heaven experiencing paradise. And that is something to rejoice about. But all that being said, it was one of the darkest seasons that we walked through. Mm-hmm. And it was less than 2 weeks after Allison delivered Cora, I, Kelsey, went in for my last ultrasound appointment, a few days short of 38 weeks, with our expected son, Whitson, only for almost the exact same thing to happen. Unfortunately, the same outcome. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until about a month after that we delivered Whitson, who was a perfect-looking 8-pound strawberry blonde curly baby boy with huge cheeks, that we found out that there was a very rare chromosome mutation in the amniotic fluid, and that he had something called trisomy 12. And if and when we wanted to try again, we were told that there would be a less than a 1% chance of that happening. And so within 2 weeks of one another, Allison and I went from planning an obvious arranged marriage between and Cora, and many play dates and just future with friends, to planning their funerals. Mm. And we were, like Allison said, just launched into the deepest, darkest grieving season. But how fortunate we were to have each other, which not a lot of people have that support.
Yeah. Well, nothing in life prepares you for that.
Right? No, not at all. So true. It's such a blessing that Kelsey and I had each other for many, many reasons. But especially in those early days when we were like, God, you have to be at work in this. There are too many coincidences within our story. Too many doctors and nurses have said, this never happens. We never see this. That Kelsey and I really stood on the foundation that God is still at work. He is still moving. And our story can't end here. And so through our grieving journey, we've really pursued him and asked a lot of hard questions and really pushed on him and wrestled with him to show us that we could have joy again and that we could move forward. And that is truly where Foreknown was birthed, we like to say, of this place where you can have joy after loss. You can have hope for your future. You do not have to walk with a limp after you lose a child, but God wants joy and healing and fullness for you for the rest of your life. And so that is our mission, is to walk alongside men and women as they are on their grief journey and really point them back to the hope that we have in Christ.
And that segues perfectly into the name of your new resource. Tell us the name of the curriculum that you have just released.
Yes, it is Your Journey to Joy. And Your Journey to Joy is a digital course that anyone at any time, anywhere can access. And this is designed to be a path for healing after pregnancy or infant loss. And it is a beautiful concept of just walking with someone, just like we had each other. We believe that this course includes the key components to not only asking those hard questions and really battling it out with the Lord, but how to redefine joy after loss, how to look forward to your future, knowing that you've been through such a painful time. And it's something that we released last month, and we are so excited about, because it truly comes from the same comfort that we receive from God and for ourselves, for our own healing journeys. And so we're excited to share that with others that have been through the same pain.
Well, I feel like knowing your all's testimony, like if somebody else wrote this, you'd be like, I'm sorry, you don't know what it feels like to have experienced this. But if you ladies are able to say we were able to find joy, then like, I know that is possible, because you've been to the darkest bottom of the pit. Let's just break down the course a little bit for our listeners so that they can know what they can expect. Like, what is that journey? What are some of the beginning steps in that journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So our first one is the biblical truths about loss. And so these are the truths that not only our ministry is founded on, but also what we believe the scripture says about loss, that, you know, it's not your fault that your baby is in heaven with Christ and that they are living life to the fullest. And so that really is the foundation that we start everything with. The next session is literally called Redefining Joy, and really seeking scripture and where true joy comes from. We talk a lot about, like, we can find joy because we are connected to the source of joy, which is Jesus. And what does it look like to stay so connected to the vine, if you will, to rely on him for your every need. And we believe that that comes with joy, and that joy is possible again after one of the deepest pains that anyone can experience in this life. And so,
Well, let's start with those two, because those are some pretty big categories. Let's go back to the first one. So you're talking about kind of redefining grief. And I feel like it's so easy when somebody has gone through a tragedy for people to say stuff that is not theologically correct and is actually really kind of harmful and confusing, but they're just trying to be nice. Or for an individual who's grieving, to maybe try, they're trying to reach out for any sort of anchor that they can hold to. And I mean, you see stuff like, oh, well, your baby became an angel. And it's like, no, that's not how it works. What are some of the theological posts that you teach about grief? And was there anything that you, either of you individually, had to wrestle with?
Well, I don't know. We might need to come back for a fourth episode for all of that. I'm just kidding. But really, we commonly joke about how often things are misinterpreted or misspoken, you know, and it usually, while it comes from a place of care, it can honestly end up being a place of just deeper pain for grieving parents. And let's face it, we don't really do grief together well as a society.
So true.
And, you know, if people got more comfortable sitting in the uncomfortable with others,
right,
you know, it might look a little bit different. And so, yes, it is things like, well, your baby is now an angel. Mm-hmm. Well, technically, that's not true. Right. And here's why. And we heard a lot of, well, you know, there must have been a good reason Jesus needed him. Well, that's actually not true either, because we know that Jesus wants for nothing, that anything is possible. But yet so many parents have to wrestle with that. Well, God didn't prevent it from happening, but yet he allowed it. And understanding God's sovereignty in that is where we find ourselves diving into the truth about loss.
Mm-hmm. One of the additional truths that we have started talking about more recently is this reality that we've put God on a pedestal so far removed from ourselves. And hear me, like, he deserves all the honor and glory and praise forever and ever, amen. But when we put him so far away from us that he seems and feels disconnected, then we've misplaced him, because he is our Father and he wants to be standing with us, grieving with us, walking through this with us. And so when we can envision him sitting next to us and holding our hands and, you know, just wrestling through these hard questions that we have, that's the Father that he truly is.
That's amazing and so necessary in a moment when a couple is struggling with raw grief and you have those questions that you're even afraid to ask or tell somebody in the church, because you're like, I don't want them to think I'm a horrible Christian, but I have these huge questions that I truly need resolution before I can move on, before I can feel like I can pray to God again. And I mean, there were some issues that my husband and I, when we had our loss, that we just had to, it took a couple days, and fortunately, we had a solid foundation built in our lives that we were able to turn to. But I think that this course prepares people for any sort of really tragedy, not just child loss. Like, it's going to equip you for life to know when that storm hits. Like, these are, because it's the same big questions that we all face. Why did God let this happen? Is he still sovereign? Is he good? Does he love me? That might seem cliche, but when you're walking through it, those are very big issues that you have to push through. Yeah. So I Absolutely. Love that you provide that clarity.
Thank you. And I also think that, and you can testify to this too, that, you know, we all need to ask God those hard questions. And like Allison said, don't be afraid to put them on the shelf, but go eye to eye, toe to toe. And it might not look pretty, but it's going to be an honest conversation with your Father. It's going to be needed for you to be reconciled with him and not to carry the anger or the deep sadness of that loss.
It's so obvious that you both love the Lord so much, and that clearly that reconciliation has happened just from the way that you talk about him.
I see that it's a 7-lesson course. What are some more of the lessons that y'all walk through?
Yeah, one of the other ones is the battle for your future. As believers, we know that our fight is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the authorities of the unseen world and those who are trying to attack us. And so you can absolutely focus on the physical and what you can see, but you are not going to be fighting a full battle if you aren't gearing up and putting your armor on for that spiritual battle that lies ahead. Because one of the things that happens, and I'm sure that you guys can relate to this, as soon as you lose a child, shame is one of the first emotions that you feel. And that is only from the enemy. That is not from the Lord. And so to recognize that attack starts right at loss, even before loss. And how are we going to fight that and come against that with scripture? And so we really talk about gearing up for that battle and what that looks like. And then we typically will end it with a moving forward session. We talk a lot about God's plans for us, right? That they are
good, right? Like it tells us in Jeremiah. But how do we move forward knowing that God is faithful mm-hmm. and that he's on our side when we have gone through so much pain? And we get down to the nitty gritty and the practicalness of, you know, finding support, finding community. What can that look like? So you don't have to walk this road alone, because just like Allison and I had the gift of one another, our goal when we started For None, we were like, we want to be in every hospital room, just like we were for each other. And we realized that that's not realistic or healthy in any way. But yet with this course, it enables us to walk with people to a really large degree. And so as we challenge them to think about what their next right step is, whether that's finding a counselor, finding a local support group, joining our digital support group each month. There's a number of things where they can look at the options and say, okay, I think that I can do this as my next right step.
Yeah.
And we lead them there with grace.
When would you say is a good time, or would it be any time, to start the course after you've experienced child loss?
Well, that's a good question. I think, honestly, it's going to depend on the person.
Yeah.
You are for sure going to walk through a season where you are just trying to put the pieces back together. Right. You know, I remember after we left the hospital, those first couple of months were very hazy, you know, with your hormones and all of that. But it's never too early or too late to start the course.
That's good.
And that's the what it was intended to be for. Wherever you are, this course is going to meet you right there.
Do you work at your own pace, or are you doing it with another group of people online?
It is at your own pace.
Okay. Okay. So that's great. You can rewatch if you're like, need to hear that one again.
I was going
to
say, since we've had y'all on, I think when y'all were on last time, I was still on maternity leave. Mm-hmm. After having my baby, who he passed away after 30 minutes of him being born. And I know I still seem to go like, one day I'm okay hearing like, the Lord is good and he is faithful and you just need to show up to where he is, you know? And then the next day I'm like, I don't want to hear that just yet. Like, he's not here, you know? Yeah. I should be able to post month pictures of him sitting up now, and I can't, you know? And so that's what I was wondering. Yeah, like, but I think that's such a good question. When can you go on it? Because there are some days I'm like digging in the word and like, God, I still want to love you and serve, you know, all the right things. And then there's other days I'm like, I don't want to hear any of it, you know. But, you know, y'all are so inspiring to hear from. And y'all, some of the things that y'all even said in the first episode that y'all were on, I've thought about you so many times since July when my baby boy passed away. And just y'all being there with each other and just willing to share your story has hit me differently now.
Well, and just to give our listeners, I'm sorry, you go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to say thank you so much for sharing that. And I think it's such an honest picture of what grief looks like, especially as a believer. You know, we're not supposed to paint a happy picture on our face all of the time. We are allowed to have the emotions that God created us to have. And so that is something that Kelsey and I are just firm believers in, is there's no perfect way to grieve. Mm-hmm. And you have to give yourself the space to feel all of that and to walk through all of that. If you don't, you're just sweeping it under the rug. Mm-hmm. And if we are really going to irrigate those wounds and allow God to come into all of those broken, painful places, then we have to be completely honest with him. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you, because you talk about the journey to joy, and some people think, well, I can't make myself feel happy.
Yeah.
And they want to be real with the fact that, like, I don't know that this grief is ever going to go away. And what would you say is the difference between, like, so joy in the Bible is like a fruit of the Spirit. What's the difference between that and an emotion?
What's the difference between joy and
like
and
true emotion? Biblical joy and just the emotion of happiness or elation or?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Sorry, Kendra.
Oh, you're fine.
So here's what we truly believe. Joy is like a dangling carrot. Like happiness. Excuse me. I said that wrong. Happiness, right, is like a dangling carrot.
But when you are rooted in joy, joy is eternal. It is lasting because joy and love are rooted in our Creator, right?
Amen.
Love, God is love. Love comes only from God. We love because God has first loved us. Mm. And so what does it look like to find happiness again, right? I could find happiness in a lot of different places that are not going to be lasting. But yet when you search, like deeply search what joy is, where it comes from, and who it is, then it will be lasting. And a big thing that we talk about in the Journey to Joy course is that on your journey to joy, how much of time, like how long of a time that we spend on the importance of grieving, right? Like, we don't want to rush you to joy,
right?
That is not the goal. Yes, joy is an end goal, but yet there is fruit that is so tasty and so rich and so needed when you are in that grieving season. And if people don't dive into that, they will miss or skip over that part that might rear its head from time to time. Like you mentioned earlier, grief is an unwelcomed, uninvited guest that shows up randomly. But yet when we dive into the truth of who God is in that most painful season of grief, then we truly believe we can do it with a more lasting effect. And no, that doesn't mean that triggers won't come, but it does, that it won't take us back so much. It won't hit us as hard as it did the first round.
What would you say, because I've had a few ladies to reach out who have experienced child loss since I lost my baby boy, John Micah. There's a guilt of thinking about feeling joy that comes after child loss, at least for the ladies that I've talked with, and then even myself, it feels like, okay, he's still gone and I just laughed. You know, like, how am I able to laugh and I had to bury my baby? You know, did y'all experience that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And my question back would be, well, where is that rooted? What's the root spirit of that? And that's the enemy wanting to keep you in a place of grief. And so there is, and I will never forget the day that I first laughed and then I cried afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
But what is that? It's healing. It's you taking a step towards healing, and the enemy is right there trying to throw guilt on you for it.
Yeah.
And so just because you've experienced joy doesn't mean that you have forgotten your baby or you have turned your back on what you've walked through.
Yeah.
And remember, and Micah wants you to receive the fullness of God's joy. Like, if you think about, when we think about what we've lost, let's think about what Micah has gained and what
so
our baby has gained. You know, because when we change our perspective and we meditate on the fullness in which our babies are living right now with Jesus, he wants you to operate in your fullness of joy because he knows where your heart is and he knows where your salvation is.
Yeah, that's so good. Thank you for saying that.
So I have a couple of practical questions for you about the course. First of all, is it for men and women or just women?
Good question. So this one is for women. We have a men coming out soon.
Okay. All right. On the way.
I love it.
Excellent.
But y'all's hubbies are always busy too. We haven't mentioned that yet, but y'all have, your husbands have a ministry called For Known Men, right?
Oh, okay.
Yes. Because if we think that there's a lack of hope-filled, Christ-centered resources for women, there is almost nothing out there for men.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to mention one more thing. You guys have offered Hannah's Heart listeners an awesome gift, a little discount on this course, which we will have a link in the description if you're watching on our podcast page or on any of the social media places that you find us. Check out that link. You can also always email us for more information at hannahsheart@afa.net, and we would be delighted to offer that to you. I really think anybody who has suffered any loss, that this is going to be life-changing
for sure.
And an absolute must do course.
Yeah. So I just want to thank y'all for even doing this, because you didn't have to. And so for y'all to, you know, I know you still, grief is there every day, and I know it shows up in different ways as time continues, but for y'all to be able to put yourself back in those wounds again, to provide this for people who are either newly walking through it or it's been a really long time ago but still need it, I just really appreciate y'all doing that.
Absolutely. It's a tragic honor, and thank you so much for sharing it.
Yeah, the course is The Journey to Joy, and you guys absolutely have to check it out. Also, check out everything, all the other resources that Four Known Ministries have, because you guys offer so many incredible things. So anyways, thank you all for listening to Hannah's Heart on American Family Radio.